Thank you. And we are on week three. Your handout should say week three. Does it say week three? Because I got a lot of backing and forthing with the weeks and on Tuesday morning with the women's class. So this is week three. Today is September 22nd. And it's entitled, "This is Messiah in the Old Testament with Continuity of Scripture." I need to tell Paige that. And it's entitled, "He Brought Us Out That He Might Bring Us In." Okay. What does Messiah mean? Mashiach in the Hebrew.
Anointed.
Okay. It does also mean, literally, Mashiach means shmir. That means smear. It's smear. But if you're Jewish, you would probably say shmear. Right, Leonard and Earl? Shmear? You don't know. What did you say?
That's what you put on your bagels.
Yes, you get a shmear at Einstein Bagels. That's right. So, and they call it shmear. Mm-hmm. And it's usually referring to liquid, and it's referring to oil. Oil was smeared on those who were anointed. And who are those who were anointed in Old Testament times? I'm just going to go over this quickly, but I have it on your handout. Prophets, priests, and kings. And you've got the verses there that I would encourage you to check out. And when oil refers to who? Oil represents whom in the Old Testament, in the Bible? Holy Spirit of God, okay? And when these prophets, priests, and kings in biblical days, probably not the right term to use for that, but were then empowered by the Holy Spirit, that is the thinking, empowered to carry out what they had been called to do. A friend of mine years ago, told her sister who had converted to Judaism that Jesus is the Messiah. And her sister said, she shook her head, no. And she said, there were many messiahs. So my friend didn't know how to respond to her. What would you say to somebody, a Jewish person who said there were many messiahs? Brad, what? No, I'm going to say, and I understand what you're saying, many false messiahs, and there were. But there were many messiahs in the Old Testament. Because if prophets, priests, and kings were anointed, they were considered the anointed ones, the Mashiach, the messiahs. So in that respect. But I was so thankful that my friend shared that in a group that I was teaching, because I had never heard that response from a Jewish person. So it always helps me to know what they're saying. But what's the difference about Jesus? He's the anointed, right? But notice how I said it, Rob?
Well, before you phrase that particular question, my answer to your previous question was that in writings, when they were talking about the one Messiah, they would capitalize the words denoting who they were talking about, so you knew that it was God the Messiah, not just a man Messiah.
But you know, we see it capitalized. What is it in the Hebrew? I don't see any capitalization. You know what I mean? So how would they note that? The context, of course, and also the context and the article before Messiah. The Messiah, the anointed. And I jotted down on your handout two passages, really three, where we note that Jesus is the anointed one, the Messiah. And Psalm 2, you can read it in your study time, but it does talk about the Lord and his anointed. Isaiah 61:6, Jesus the Messiah is talking. He says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach tidings to the poor and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." And we know that that is the Messiah, the one who is God. Psalm 2, great, great chapter to present to your Jewish friends, because Psalm 2 talks about the Messiah, who is the Son of God, and who is God. And that's important to tie it up with a bow. And then Daniel, in Daniel 9, 25 and 26, you see Messiah, the anointed, is the prince, and prince means captain.